This is Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. We just heard Johnny doing a track from their self-titled album. That was English Lady. And before that, we heard some tracks from Thurston Moore's latest solo album. That was Benediction. And we started that set off with the Luyas doing Cold Canada. You can find that on Too Beautiful to Work. Well, I am Juliet Frumhold, and I am very happy to welcome our next guests into the studio. I've been following their music since the very beginning, many, many years ago, and they were with us about a year ago promoting their last album, Drawing Maps. They've got a new one that's getting ready to come out. We are very, very excited about it. We're going to hear some tracks from that. But first, we're going to hear some live tunes here in the studio from Bonneville.
It's called Only One. There's another way. There's another one. Are you the only son? There's no restrictions in place. This is the thrill.
chase, is there another one?
That was Bonneville live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. We're going to be back to chat with the band here in just a moment. But first, let's hear it. I'm really excited. This is our first glimpse of their new album. First listen, rather. I guess we can't really see it. It's called Amy's House. And this is Come On, Come On. You're hearing it on Kaleidoscope on YSO.
There's no subtle way, disappointment and disgrace. Here you come on the play, insecurity display. And oh yes, let it out, 'cause I know what it's about. But at least we're talking. Come on, come on. Come on, come on. It was feeling so right. Body behind. Come on, come on. It was
brand new tunes from Bonneville. That's a track from their brand new album. It's called Amy's House, and we are very lucky to have the band here in the studio. Welcome back to Ryan, David, Kevin, and Nick. Hey, guys.
How you doing?
Hey.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, thank you guys for coming back on the show. Very happy to have you here. Now, the last time you were here, you were promoting a different album, Drawing Maps, and that was give or take a year ago, right?
That is correct.
So when you finished Drawing Maps and released that one, did you guys dive right in headfirst into Amy's House, or did you take some time off? Or
we had a decent amount of time where we were, we had started writing, but we were trying to actually focus on promoting Drawing Maps before we dove right into it. But what ended up happening is over the course of about 3 or 4 months after releasing Drawing Maps, we had 4 or 5 songs, and they took on this sort of new life as Ryan started playing more keys. So when Ryan bought the keys and came in with that, it just kind of changed the element, and we had like 5 songs, and we just built from there, kind of.
Gave it Charlie Brown style.
Yeah.
As far as bringing the element of the keys into the band and onto this album, was that something that you guys had always wanted to do, or was it just kind of like, hey, I know, let's bring in the keys, or how did that come about?
Well, on the last record, I played keyboard on 1 song out of the 10 or 11 tracks on there, and I used to play a lot of piano before I even started playing guitar, and kind of lost interest in it, and I didn't really write on the piano a whole lot, and saw a Craigslist ad for a sweet keyboard because I was playing this really horrible Casio. So I bought this new keyboard, and it just kind of started from there. I just rekindled the love for the keys and started writing songs, and now on the new record I play keyboard six of the tracks and 2 guitar. So I haul all of that guitar gear around just for 2 songs.
Wow. Well, tell me a little bit about your writing process for this album. I read on your website that a lot of it was written kind of in one place, one house. Is that the Amy's House of the title of the album?
It is, actually, believe it or not. When we started writing the album, it was an interesting time in our lives because I had just graduated college and was about to start a new job, and it's kind of an exciting time. Wasn't sure where I was going to live. Wasn't sure if I was even going to have a job. So I ended up moving into this girl's basement, who is a grad student at OSU. Her name is Amy, obviously. And it just kind of started there. I spent quite a bit of time in the basement, and what was going on, for those, the past 8 or 9 months, really, it's influenced all the songs, and they're all kind of about, what was going on then.
And I remember last time you guys were here, we were talking a little bit about, the challenges and rewards of, keeping a band together for so long, being spread out, going to different colleges, going to college, figuring out what you're doing with your lives. You said you just graduated college. You guys are sort of entering the next phase of your lives. Do you guys feel like that has changed the way you look at music or songwriting or anything like that?
I don't know that our approach to songwriting has really changed that much. I think just like what's happening in our lives, like David and Ryan graduated from college. I just started grad school and Nick is in college. So it's changed a little bit and, it's definitely a little harder and music is a bit more of like a release for us. Yeah. So we've been kind of more focused on developing, more detailed songs and really focusing on the details because it's kind of our time away from the rest of our lives.
Yeah, if I may, real quick, I think that we all kind of have more chaotic lifestyles right now, like with working and finishing school and stuff, that a lot of the songs are a little more amplified, I would say, than the Drawing Map songs. Mm-hmm. And some songs have a lot more darker tones, and I think that just kind of it kind of takes us to a different realm when we play these songs. And it's just like Kevin said, like, we're just so like busy and it's ridiculous sometimes that when we get together, it's just like we just shut all of that off, and then it kind of produces this different sound and feel and atmosphere and good vibes.
Good vibes.
Well, tell me about how you guys went about recording this album with bringing in, you know, more keys and a more amplified sound. Did you tackle it differently than drawing maps? Or
we played it live.
We actually handled it in a completely different manner than we did drawing maps. Drawing maps, we decided to engineer the entire album ourselves. We have our own recording gear amongst the four of us enough to get by to record a decent sounding album. So drawing maps was really our project entirely. So when it came time to figure out where we were going to lay down these tracks, we decided that we maybe wanted to do it a bit differently. So the first person we thought of really was Patrick Himes, which used to live here in Dayton, played in a band called Flyaway Minion, has played in lots of bands. He's a Dayton legend.
But he's just a legend, period.
Anyhow, so Patrick moved down to Nashville, I don't know, maybe definitely over a year ago, but he started his own studio called Real Love Studios, and we had heard about that through his dad, Thomas, who actually came and saw us play at Blind Bob's. To make a long story short, we basically ended up going down to Nashville, and we had to record, because of our hectic schedules with work and school, we had to do it in like four separate weekends. So we went down and spent like 2 days there at a time. And whereas Drawing Maps was an album that was multi-tracked, we started with the drums and then just kind of built up from there. Whereas to Amy's House was recorded, the drums, bass, guitars, and keyboards were all recorded live. And we were all in the same room. We were all looking at each other.
No click track.
No yeah. click track.
No click track.
It's a little bit... It's
you screwed
a,
up, then you had to do it all
It's real, man.
I mean, there were certain songs that we literally did like 9 takes of before we got one that was a keeper.
Yeah, well, I think If You Were My Girl, we did like 10 takes of and then quit for the night and woke up the next morning and started again just doing it live. And
yeah, I mean, so it was... I think it really actually helped us as musicians actually having to play the songs that many times to get it. And it also kind of made us aware of really... how complex our songs are to play live.
And it's crazy because Patrick would notice, like, when we're playing live, we don't know when you slow down or when you speed up or if you kind of flourish things a little bit, but Patrick called us out every time, which is great. I mean, it's great that we had him to produce the record. You know, his ear is
golden.
Has that
changed the way that you guys perform on stage in any way? Sort of having, I mean, it seems almost like having like a coach, you know, coaching your live performance, recording live. Has that changed the way you tackle live shows?
Yeah, a little bit, because he brought so much, like, for lack of a better word, some beef to the songs. And he used this, one of the amps, I guess, caught on fire, and it created like this amazing sound. So live we have all these just a lot more feedback and just like amped up guitars, and it just sounds really big, just punched up, definitely. And
yeah, anybody who knows Patrick knows that he likes his music loud, so our record ended up
really loud.
Pretty loud. So we kind of have to back that up when we play live now.
Well, before we go any further, I think we ought to let people hear another track from the album. Did you guys want to give this any introduction, The Uniform?
Well, actually, I guess this is the best song to go with graduating college and not wanting to get a real job and just wanting to play rock and roll music.
Well, just doing what you want.
Just doing what you want to do. So yeah, this song's called The Uniform, and you're listening to WYSO.
Brand new music from Bonneville. That's a track from their new album, Amy's House. That was called The Uniform. I'm Juliette Frumholt, and we have Bonneville live in the studios. Welcome back, guys.
Hello.
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 I know that Amy's House isn't coming out for a couple more months, but you guys have a ton of live gigs coming up starting Saturday at UD. Tell us a little bit about that one and some of the ones that are coming up in October.
Okay, so we're doing Rocktoberfest at UD on Arch Street this Saturday, October 1st. We're kind of kicking off the show on the main stage at 5:30. Then after that, we have a gig in Columbus at Scully's. That's October 12th. October 8th, we're playing at Canal Street. And the 29th will be at W.O. Wright's.
Very cool.
So we got a few shows coming up here and maybe a few more popping up in November.
Excellent. And I know that you guys have on your website, you're working on a tour for around the holidays.
Yeah, it's actually going to be our CD release tour. We're going to do a digital release of the album in November. So you'll be able to buy it on iTunes and Amazon and all those things. And then in December, December 10th, we'll kick off our tour with the CD release show. So the physical disc will be available. And our tour will take us to Pennsylvania. We're playing Brooklyn, New York, Boston, Massachusetts, Asbury, New Jersey, Washington, D.C., Richmond, Virginia, and Charlotte with a band called Sequoia Prep School from South Carolina. So we're really excited about it.
Very cool. And have you guys planned out what 2012 is going to hold for Bonneville? Are you guys going to be trying to do more touring or whip out another album? Or?
Well, since the world is going to end in December,
that's right.
We're going to try to get our new record out before then. So we'll be on tour by December of next year.
There you go. get as much material out there
exactly.
Before the end of the world.
Right. Spaceship comes. We'll be ready.
Touring space after that.
But. Yes.
Bonneville, yeah. Coming to a galaxy near you.
Perfect. Perfect. I love it. Well, where can people find you guys online if they want to keep tabs on where you're playing and all that good stuff?
Well, our main website is just www.bonnevilleband.com.
And, Bonnevilleband.com.
If you actually go to bonnevilleband.com, you can preview tracks from the album. You can actually listen to four of the songs off the album for free. They're streaming. What songs? Come On, Come On, Go Getter, Amy's House. I don't know what the fourth one is because I didn't upload it, but
we promise there's songs there.
And a mystery song.
Yeah. But you know, if you want some info on our upcoming events, you could go to facebook.com/Bonneville Band, and that brings up our page, and we always post shows. If you want to know what's going on with us, just check it out. And friend us or like us or do whatever you do when you have a page that you like.
We also have a MySpace from the late 90s. MySpace.com/Bonneville Band.
Probably hasn't been updated in 2 years.
Yeah, BonnevilleBand.blogspot.com for those bloggers.
Yeah, we need some followers because I don't know.
Just because. Well, are you guys planning on doing anything like working up any music videos for any of these tracks or have anything like that in the works?
I think so, we're going to try and do something as soon as we can find some free time. That's like the biggest problem because everyone's just doing new things. It's like every year there's something new and crazy going on with one of us or, all of us, honestly. But
yeah,
I don't know what's going to happen after tour. Hopefully we can get a music video going.
We're working on some concepts right now.
Cool.
And, definitely in the planning stages.
There's probably going to be fire and tigers
involved. Ideally, unicorns
Ride
and dragons.
The tiger. Is it, you were saying that it's, you know, hard to plan stuff like that. Does that make it hard to plan a tour when you guys are all, you know, in school, working, et cetera, et cetera? Does that make it hard to figure out, like, you know, do we go, do we not? Or
it requires a lot of communication between all of us, and it definitely requires a certain level of commitment because we just try to plan everything as far in advance as we can. Because we're all under the understanding that we all need advance notice to be able to put time aside to do the band. So,
yeah, and especially with the tour, like for Nick and I, we're still in school, so it's not so bad because at that point we're going to be on winter break. But Ryan and David both have full-time jobs and have to take a whole week off of work for it, so it's...
Yeah, you know, I might have to quit my job.
You sound so bummed about that.
No, I love my job, but I love playing music too. I think we all do, and that's why we make time to for it, you know, and we will commit the time to take a little tour.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, guys, is there anything else that you want people to know before they come check you out either at UD on Saturday night or at Canal Street on the 8th or up in Columbus at Scully's on the 12th?
No.
No. Come see ya.
other than that, we would love to see their smiling faces there.
Yeah, definitely.
Excellent.
And thank you for people that are listening right now. If you're listening, tuning in, we appreciate your ears and we hope that you will make it out to a show. So thanks for listening.
Well, and thank you guys for coming back on the show. I always appreciate seeing you and hearing the latest and greatest. And speaking of, I think we're going to hear another song from Amy Siles.
Hi, Mom.
Boy.
This is the title track. Do you guys want to give it any introduction?
This is kind of the track that inspired the whole album, Amy's House, and it's kind of one of my personal favorites just because it's the least poppy song that I think we have as far as structure-wise, you know, verse-chorus. This song is it has movements, if you will. So yeah, you know, check it out, Amy's House.
This is the title track from the forthcoming album from Bonneville. It's called Amy's House, and you're hearing it on Kaleidoscope on WISO.
Thank you. came down from the blue. Weary hands got a hold on you. When you leave, you're the last one out the door. If you love me, won't you leave me